Sure. So we started remodeling the first of the year, and we were hoping to be done already, but we're not. But hey, we're being patient because it is looking amazing so far. But I feel like with like construction, things like this, remodeling, especially in an older building like this, you find some things that you weren't expecting.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had some mishaps or things that we needed to fix along the way that kind of have set us back. But we have posted a couple little sneak preview videos on our Facebook and Instagram, and we're loving showing people. So we started off just doing the main front lobby area. And then also we completely removed one of our bathrooms that was connected to the lobby area to build on an office. Because I don't know if you guys can remember how long it's been since you were in there, but as soon as you walked in, we kind of just had a little cubby hole to the left that we were trying to work in. And it was all just kind of packed and jammed up. And we realized, well, we only have a staff of like 4 or 5, and we don't normally have that many people in here at once that need to go to the bathroom. So
right.
We're like, we could probably get away with only having one bathroom. So we knocked one of them out and extended a wall and made an office area for a few of us, me and the animal control officer. And so we also made the window opening to speak with us is like a little dog house. It's really adorable.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
Can and I throw you some treats if I come in there?
Yeah, you definitely can.
All right.
And then, so that's right when you first walk in. And so that part is honestly about 90% done. And we've got the first main cat room that is also attached to the lobby going. And we have redone the floors. So the floor will be the same, and the whole front lobby area, the office, the main cat room, and then also the meet and greet room for our dogs that comes off the lobby as well. So we have repainted everything. We have new flooring. And so we need to finish a couple things in the cat room, and then we'll be able to get them moved back in there. We just want to make sure the paint fumes and everything like that are obviously exhausted out of the room before we get some cats in there.
Sure.
And they'll get a little loopy. So we're waiting for that, and then we'll move into the meet and greet room, and we're going to pull out all of the bottom of the walls and put in some new walling and also repaint in there. And we're actually going to build a couple of – it's a big enough room, actually, that we can build a couple little rooms in there. So we're going to have two separate meet and greet indoor areas for dogs or cats, and they will have doors, so it will close behind you so they can't escape. And we're going to kind of make them about as homey as it could possibly be, so that when the families go in there, they feel like, you know, hey, this is kind of what it would be like if we had the dog at home with our chairs and, you know, a lamp and a countertop. So we're going to try to make it about as homey as possible. But yeah, we're really excited about that, because as of right now, we've just had that one big room for meet and greet inside, and when it's cold outside, it's gotten to be a little difficult.
Yeah.
If we have more than one family there at a time, we're like, oh crap, you know, I'm so sorry it's so cold out, but we have a cat in there running around right now.
Yeah.
So we clearly can't bring a dog and family in there right now. So it'll be a lot better to have a couple little separate areas for them to do meet and greets. And then we will be right now have three main cat rooms. And so we haven't gone down to that part of the building yet where the 2 and 3 cat rooms are, but we're very excited to do that after all of this. But the third cat room, we will end up making it just mainly a cat meet and greet room. We've had a lot of donations off our Amazon wish list, and a lot of them have donated a really cool, like, cat towers that go from one part of the wall to the other with a little bridge and the little steps. So we're hoping to make that a little room for cats to be able to take turns kind of roaming in it and goof off and be able to have fun play times during the day, but also make that mainly our cat meet and greet room, which would be amazing if we can get down to just 2 cat rooms. But that means we obviously need adoptions to keep staying up to get cats out of there, because I swear kitten season has not stopped. It has been year around since last March. So cats are just, we got them coming out of our ears.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But we are planning to do a grand opening and hopefully be able to show everybody. We're thinking sometime in the spring so we can have the door propped open and serve food, things like that. So keep on the lookout for that. So we are going to do a grand opening for people to come in and actually walk through, see everything, and kind of ask us questions and mingle and stuff. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But yeah, we are super pumped about this. It's definitely like a modern farmhouse look, I feel like. So it's just very inviting looking when you come in, for sure.
Wow. So in other words, not much going on, right?
Yeah, right? I know.
Well, that's exciting. That's very exciting.
It is so exciting. I also want to thank the community for being so patient with us, because with them doing the remodeling and building the office, we've had to disconnect the internet multiple times, the phone lines multiple times. So thank goodness for our personal cell phones and being able to get on the email and our Facebook Messenger to communicate with people. Thankfully, it really hasn't gotten in the way of much. We're still scheduling appointments, still scheduling people to come in around the mess we just explained. So sorry for the inconvenience. So be prepared when you come in. It's loud and messy. But we were more concerned that it was going to get in the way of people claiming their stray dogs and things like that, because obviously that's still happening, but it hasn't. So it's not really gotten in the way of anything. It's just, I want to thank everyone for being so patient with us, because I know it can be frustrating when you call a business and the number's not working and you're like, what is going on? So I just want to thank everybody for being so patient with us, because it is taking longer than we expected, for sure.
Well, I know you said the kitten population has not decreased, and of course we know cats are almost as bad as rabbits. You know, it's winter time, and unfortunately a lot of humane societies, a lot of shelters experience increases because it's winter. Has that been a major impact for you guys?
It definitely has. And of course, being a county humane society, we do technically need to take in any strays possible. If there's surrenders, we've asked people to please, you know, give us some time to make some room, if they're able to hold on to them a little bit longer. Or we have put together a really nice list of rescues for dogs or cats, but we've mainly needed it to give people for the cats. But yeah, the strays have definitely increased, and that's something I'm glad you asked, because I feel like we have a lot of people that have stray cats that come around year-round outside their homes, and they feed them all summer and during the warm months, and then right when the winter comes or it starts to get cold, they want to instantly bring them in, and I feel like everybody wants to bring them in at the same time. So I just want to tell everybody, throughout, you know, the entire year, if you have a stray come up, and I'm sure it's fun to enjoy them outside for a little bit, and kittens, but if you know ultimately that you're not going to bring them in the winter, or you're not going to build them an outside little shelter area, then please get on it right away and let us know that you have a stray to bring in. Do not wait until the first week of winter, because that is when we get the overabundance of people showing up. I think right when the cold weather hit about a few weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, when it started to get really cold, we had almost 10 people show up in one day just trying to drop off these outside cats that they you know, openly, willingly said to us, you know, we've been feeding them for months, but now it's cold, we feel bad, and I get it, but do not wait until it's cold. If you know you're not going to bring them in when the cold weather comes, then please jump on it and let us know, because there was a time this summer where we did have a wait list for strays and for surrenders, because if we don't have a cage for them, then we can't take them in. And that's why we need adoptions to stay up, because there was a point where they were stacked in the hallways in crates on top of each other. And then I'm sure you know, if one kitten or cat gets sick in one area and there's 30 cats in a room, then it spreads like wildfire.
Yeah,
and then,
it does.
You know, Paw Pals is spending out the wazoo to treat everybody. And so it got out of control a few different times. So thankfully, we're back down to they're not stacked in the hallways anymore, which is great, because when you think about it, that's not, you know, that's not how we want to take care of our cats, and that's not generally a good way of, you know, doing that. So it's just not a, it's not the ideal situation. So thankfully we've gone back down quite a bit over these last few months, but we did have a very rise in stray intakes this last month.
That's what I wondered. I know we had a couple of kittens show up at our house, and luckily one of my daughter's friends was actually looking for a couple of kittens for her kids, so we were able to rehome them. But I mean, we live on a farm, so it's not unusual for us to have cats show up. And we try to fix them up a place. They have a place, and we feed them and take care of them as best we can. But I also have a dog who does not like cats. So, and these were babies, and I just was so afraid that he might get a hold of them.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And that's, I feel like most of the stray kittens and cats do actually come from country homes. They just somehow show up there, and they just need to bring them in because either their dogs are always outside and they're worried, or, you know, they don't want to multiply to 20 cats by next year. So we totally understand that for sure.
You know, we've had a pretty mild winter so far, but we're getting ready. We just talked about the weather, and it's going to change. They're already telling us that this is going to be an extended period of cold weather. What's some of the things that people need to be thinking about their pets, and what are some of the things that you guys need?
Yeah, so mainly if we have an amazing animal control officer. She is very much on it, we worry a lot about the dogs that are outside all winter. And there are certain stipulations that have to be met. There are certain guidelines, city citations that they need to go by. So if anyone is at all worried about, say, a neighbor's dog or a dog that they pass every day on work when they're on their way to work, and just worried, like, I want to make sure this dog is warm enough, please do not hesitate to give us a call and let us know. We just need to know the property address. You do not need to leave your name and number. That's totally fine if you want to be anonymous, but we need to remember that also it's not just important during the winter, but it's just as miserable for these animals to be out in the hot summer if they don't have the shelter or the water that they need either. I feel like we don't really get many calls over the summer, and so I'm thinking, you know, I'm hoping that these dogs have shelter over the summer as well. I just want people to know it's just as important when it's really cold outside as when it's really hot outside. So please don't hesitate to call us, because our animal control officer has been very on it. She goes to the property with a police officer. They make sure that they have everything necessary. They do give you, you know, an amount of time to get this done in. You know, it's not like, hey, you got to have this by tomorrow. Very understanding and saying that, hey, this needs to be done by this amount of time. The same thing for cats. And a lot of people don't know this, but the best way to keep outside cats warmer during the winter is actually getting a big piece of Tupperware with a lid and cutting a hole in it and putting just straw in there. That's literally the best thing for them. Do not put clothing in any of the dog houses or cat houses. That actually can make it worse, because the clothing, articles of clothing, get so cold and stiff. So it does need to be wood chips or straw. And it does need to be changed frequently, just in case it gets nasty or gross in there. But that is the best thing to keep them warm during the winter. So we have had a few people that have done that instead of bringing the strays to us. And then they also, you know, called low-cost spay and neuter to get them altered, which is great, because this community does not have a TNR program. No one is funded to do it. And we honestly have our hands full so much at the Humane Society that it's not something that we would want to take on, even if it was offered to us. But there is not a TNR in this community. So I urge everyone, if you have the extra $30 to $40 to get that cat spayed or neutered, do so, because that's all that it costs at the low-cost spay and neuter clinic. It's very cheap, actually. I feel like that's about as cheap as you can get for altering a cat. I think you asked what we need at the shelter, and we are so blessed. We've gotten so many donations that we really don't need anything right now. We have so many cleaning supplies. Even Donaldson's just did this huge fundraiser for us and brought us everything from treats to collars to beds to food. The only thing that we realized that we are getting a little bit low on is adult cat food, and we really, really want Purina adult cat food. And we really like to stay away from anything with red or orange colored dyes. And the reason we like to do that is, number one, our cats really don't process that food very well because they are all spoiled and used to Purina at this point. But also, I worked at the veterinary clinic for 7 years before I came here, and I am a vet tech. And the main issue with feeding red dye to dogs or cats is that if they do have an intestinal parasite or a GI issue, then we don't know if it's blood in the stool or if the stool is red from something like that or if it's from the actual food being digested that's red. So that's the only thing we ask, is we really like to stay away from any red dye in the dog or the cat food. So it's easy for our kennel techs to instantly notice, like, hey, there's something wrong with this stool, or, oh, I can't tell if this is because of the food coloring. So that is the one thing we ask. But honestly, we've done so great, and we've been so blessed with all the donations that we've got. We just noticed this past weekend that we are getting low on adult cat food, but that is it. Otherwise, our food tub is completely full for our other animals, so we're doing really well in the donations area for sure.
Yeah, you're talking about donations. Of course, everybody knows that yesterday was Betty White's 100th birthday, and they, you know, there was a Betty White challenge for people all over the world to donate. Did that impact you at all?
Yeah, it did. It did big time. And we definitely did well ourselves. We mainly wanted people to donate to Paw Pals of Clinton County, which I'm sure everyone is pretty familiar with. But they care for all of our animals. And there are a lot of things that we would not be able to do if it weren't for people donating to Paw Pals. They pay for all of our medical needs. They also buy our vaccines. They buy medications for us through the Covetrus online. They basically do anything we ask them to. They have never even said no to us. But we, of course, only ask them things that we absolutely need to do. But for instance, like, we have a senior cat that's going to the vet today. She was supposed to be spayed. We noticed she was a little off yesterday, so I called Paw Pals and said, hey, you know what, I don't think she's healthy enough to go through it. Let's maybe change our game plan up and do an exam and some blood work and take it from there and see what they think. So it's just, we need them almost on a daily basis, especially with all the sick cats that they've treated for us this year for upper respiratory, things like that. So I know Paw Pals is where we really wanted the money mostly directed to, because it does come back to us and our animals. You know, it's for them. So they did great. They did really, really well. So we were super happy, and I just thought it was an amazing idea as well. And I know that when I looked it up online, so many shelters and rescues really benefited from this challenge, and it was really awesome.
All right. Well, we know you've got some other things to do today. Any final thoughts? You want to leave us with a Facebook feed or a phone number?
Oh, yeah, definitely look us up on Facebook. We're under the Humane Society of Clinton County, and I know that there's actually multiple humane societies with our same name, so make sure it's Pray for Indiana. And then we also have Instagram, so check us up on there. You should just be able to search Humane Society of Clinton County. We also have a TikTok that we've made that are some pretty funny videos of our animals and such. And then if you need to contact us about anything, you can give us a call at 765-670-7924. And if our phone lines are not working, I would say Facebook message us, because we see it instantly. Or you can email us at cchs04@sbcglobal.net.
All right. Very good. Cheyenne Taylor, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Keep up the good work, too, because when she took over a couple years ago, they needed a Cheyenne Taylor to move in there. So, She's done a nice job with that. We also have Pet of the Day, what is it, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Shine 99?
Yes.
And that's at 8:20, and then we do it here on Wylo on the farm at noon there.